the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 452. Tanked.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. There's been a lot going on around here lately. First of all, I'd like to remind you about the new podcast that Chuck Tomasi, Craig Stepp, and I have started called The Topic is Trek. It's all about Star Trek. Big surprise, right? We cover all the iterations of Star Trek, but right now we're concentrating an awful lot on Star Trek Discovery. So caution, there will be spoilers. If you want to find out more, go to thetopicistrek.com. There you'll find links to iTunes, Google Play, and our RSS feed so you can subscribe and get all the episodes. Plus, I'm doing reviews of every episode as they air, and you can find the first couple of those already up at thetopicistrek.com. The other thing that I'm doing is resetting up the aquarium that I used to have in the living room. It was very relaxing, and I decided, hey, let's reset that thing up. I saved all the pieces. Well, not the fish and the water, because that would be weird and wrong, but everything else. Tank, the light, the filter, the heater, the pebbles at the bottom, the fake plant that I had in there, my fishnet, all the pieces. And the first thing that I noticed was I was going to have to spend a little bit of money because the tank had a crack in the glass. I had to go out and buy a new tank. And since the old light wouldn't fit the new tank, I also had to buy a new light. Okay, a little bit of cost involved there, but still I have all the other pieces. The filter, the heater, the pebbles, the fake plant, the fishnet, all that stuff. I'm all set to go. What I did next changed everything. I decided to go online and find out some of the latest and greatest thinking about setting up your tank. And the first thing that I found out was that the filter that I had from the old tank really wasn't powerful enough for the new tank, so I had to go out and buy a new filter. Okay, all right, so I have a new tank and a light and a filter, but still, I can use the old heater and the pebbles and the fake plant and the fishnet, good to go. Only the heater is apparently not powerful enough for the new tank. Okay, so I went out and I got a new heater. Still waiting to get to my relaxing aquarium, even though I spent a fair amount of money now, I can still use my pebbles and the fake plant and the fishnet and woohoo, let's go. No, the internet told me those really weren't the appropriate rocks for the bottom of a tank for the type of fish I was thinking about getting. All right, so I replaced that. And then I found out, you know, you really should have live plants in the tank, not fake plants, because the live plants help with cleanup in the tank. And okay, fine. I went out and I got live plants. So now I'm all set. I have a new tank, a new light, a new filter, a new heater, new substrata, the gravel that's down there, and a live plant. And I'm all set to go. And oh, I forgot about the nitrogen cycle. You have to let the water sit in the tank with all the stuff going on before you can put fish in. And that can take anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of months. Great, no problem. I can just sit there with water in a tank and a plant and nothing else going on in there for a couple of months. That's not disappointing at all. I'm all set to go. Well, my point is, the internet just completely ruined the relaxing part of just setting up. I mean, I know everything is correct, everything is right, but I've had to replace virtually everything with this tank. The only thing I have left is the fishnet. And I'm just seeing another search result. Does anybody want a used fishnet?
To offer you a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get in on the ground floor of an amazing opportunity. It's astounding. It's colossal. It's stupendous. It's called Bitcoin.
Bitcoin? Nothing doing. It's 2 bits or nothing. Nyuk, nyuk,
nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. Quiet, you numbskull.
Ah!
Go on, stranger. Your proposition strangely interests me.
Ah, I can tell that you are a man of refined taste and excellent character.
He don't know you very well, does he?
Who asked you, porcupine?
Ah, my hair.
The first thing you have to understand is that Bitcoin isn't like regular money. It's what we call cryptocurrency.
Oh, you mean you use it for Halloween? Ow!
You're crazy. I think it's got something to do with the X-Men.
Every time you think, you weaken the nation.
Ow!
Let the man talk, will ya?
Where was I? Oh, yes. What makes these currencies special is they're all virtual.
Do you need them special goggles to see them?
No. And there are a bunch of cryptocurrencies out there. There's Ethereum, Litecoin, Monero. But the one you want is Bitcoin.
Okay, mister, but how do we get to the coins?
You mine them.
Now, hold on a minute. You're not getting me down some creepy crypto mine.
Look, kid, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Hey, fellas, what if the caves are full of some creepy crypto rats?
Gentlemen!
Who came in?
You don't have to go into a crypto mine.
No?
No, of course not. Computers do all the work. You see, the computer gets a complex math problem to solve.
Yes?
The computer figures out the answer.
Yes.
And the computer is rewarded with a 64-digit number.
No.
Yes!
What are we supposed to do with this bunch of numbers?
I know. Maybe you play them.
You eat them?
No. You put it into your virtual wallet.
And then you eat them.
Quiet, you.
Hey, leave them alone.
Ah!
Look, mister, we ain't got a computer. All we got is this tin can full of money.
We were supposed to be taking it over to the bank.
Yeah, it's so little Jimmy can get his operation.
Huh! Let me see that. Gentlemen, I like you. So let me tell you what I'm going to do. For this paltry, insignificant, tiny amount of money, I'm willing to sell you this slightly used Galaxy Note 7. Call it a starter computer. You can start mining with this right away.
Oh boy, that's great. That's swell.
No problem at all. I'll just keep this, and here you go. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to run. Really run.
Okay, boys, this is great. We're practically rolling in dough.
Now we'll have plenty of money for little Jimmy to get his operation. Won't Sally be happy?
You said it. I mean, the only way this could blow up on us is if the whole cryptocurrency thing is just a fad. You know, where the blockchain system's only worth something because a lot of schmoes sunk a ton of money into the tech they gotta use to mine the coins. Kinda like us fellas. Because that would mean this whole thing only has value to them, but in their minds, it should have value to everyone. I mean, that would make it kind of a get-rich-quick scheme.
What'd he say?
Ah, he's crazy. Let's get to mining. Quick, turn that thing on.
Oh, there you boys are.
Oh, hey, Sally. Where's little Jimmy?
Back at home. We were getting worried about you. Did you put the money in the bank?
We did better than that. We bought this.
Look!
A Note 7? No! Throw that away! They explode!
Get rid of that thing! Toss it!
What the heck is... Oh, no!
See? I told you this could blow up on us.
Quick, Everybody, grab the dough!
There's
another coin over there!
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.